The event at Mount Sinai is what is setting Judaism apart from every other religion. Why is that? Because today you have religions that could have millions and billions of followers. Huge religions. Christianity, Islam. One third of the world could be following them. People throughout all the continents could be following them. But in spite of how many followers they have now, this religion started with one person. One person who came and said, God spoke to me. If you look at Christianity, you have one guy who came and said, God spoke to me, and this is what God said. If you look at Islam, Islam says that God came to one guy who founded that religion, and God spoke to him. He's a prophet. Now, if you have a car accident, and there's no dash cam footage, there's no any objective evidence, so what do? You look for witnesses, right? Now, if there is one witness, it's better than no witnesses, but one witness could make a mistake, he could be biased, he could be paid off, he could be crazy, he could be hallucinating, he could be on stuff. Now, if you have two witnesses, well, it's much harder for two witnesses to be hallucinating same thing exactly, but let's say there are two witnesses who are collaborating there, then probably they're not hallucinating, but two witnesses could be both biased, same direction. Or they could be both paid off to say something. Now, if there's 100 witnesses, it's very hard to pay off 100 witnesses, even though it's still possible. But if there's 1,000 witnesses, chances are they are not being paid off. So in other words, the more witnesses we have, the more assured our testimony becomes in the eyes of jury, in the eyes of judge, in the eyes of everyone. Now, if you have one person coming and saying, God spoke to me and this is what God said, this person could be making it up. He could be hallucinating. He could be on stuff. He could be making an honest mistake. This lady comes to me and she says, she saw King Solomon in her dreams. I said, that's wonderful, but how do you know that the guy who came to you is King Solomon? Have you seen King Solomon's driver license to verify his identity? How do you know it was King Solomon? There was a guy who came to you in a dream. He said, well, he told me it was King Solomon. I said, and I'll tell you that I'm King Solomon also. In other words, she saw a guy in her dream, and the guy said that he's King Solomon. That's wonderful. But how do you know that it was King Solomon who came to her? It was an imposter. An imposter came to visit her in her dream. I know a guy, that's how he is having fun. He's making mischief. He comes to people in their dreams and tells them that he is King Solomon. So one person can be making a mistake. So Judaism is the only religion that started with an event that was witnessed by a couple million people. Well, there were 600,000 men above age of 21. So that means, if you will extrapolate, there were somewhere between 2 and 3 million people. How do you know that? Let's say I will tell you that on the corner of Redland and Red Run Boulevard, there was a UFO that landed yesterday. And everybody in Oaks Mills saw it landing. You will read this in the newspapers. Let's say you read an article. There's a newspaper article that says that a UFO landed on the corner of Red Run Boulevard and Redland, and everybody in Oaks Mills saw it. You read this in the newspaper, and you say, one second, hold on a second. I was in my office at that time. I was in Oaks Mills. I was half a block away from there, and I didn't see it. But here it says everybody saw it. Now, I got news for you. After you read this, you will stop believing this newspaper. Why? Or at least this article. Because this article is obviously saying something which you can verify is not true. The Torah is given, and the Torah says that God appeared to Jews at Mount Sinai, and every single Jew saw it. Now, if it would be one Jew who would not see it, he would say, hey, one second, hold on a second, hold on a second. I was there, I didn't see it. In other words, the Torah itself has taken many, many censuses of Jews. There's a census of all people, senses of just men. It is in the written Torah and it is in the spoken Torah. It is mentioned many times. The Torah itself tells us the number 600,000. So in other words, Judaism is the only religion that has a verifiable beginning, and verifiable by an event that was witnessed by over 2 million people, and a book that was given to these over 2 million people that said, that, hey guys, this is what you saw. Obviously, if these guys would have not seen what this book describes, they would have said, hey, one second, I was there, it was different. But every single Jew bought into it. You would have not bought into a book that tells you things which you know are not true. That's how Judaism has a built-in mechanism of verifiability. And now, why is Torah insisting on 600,000 and not on a specific number of people? Because it has a number of 600,000 men above age of 20, which means that there were 600,000 families. Each one of these 600,000 families had children who they gave it over to. And they had children and they had children. In the history, we never had a time when it would be less than 600,000 Jewish observant families, which means that these chains of giving information over never stopped. There are 600,000 people who at any given time can say, my father told it to me, and his father told it to him, and his grandfather told it to him, and his great-grandfather told it to him, and so on and so forth. So there are families which are passing information down to their children.